When these animals first came to Hawaii, they were protected. But after 30 years and a lot of births, the king decided something just had to be done. It created a career and a legacy for one man named Parker. The story is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
As Robbie Hine explains, the first cattle in Hawaii came here from thousands of miles away.
The cattle were brought in 1793 as a gift to the king. George Vancouver, he was a British captain, brought the first cattle here.
The cattle were a gift to King Kamehameha I.
He created a 400-acre paddock with rock walls. That's where these cattle were kept, and they were protected. The first horses came 10 years later in 1803. And he protected them also.
By the 1820s, there were now 20,000 head of cattle. It was during that time that John Palmer Parker, a 20-something aboard a British trading ship, made a decision that would change the course of ranching on the islands.
When he came back through Hawaii on the way home, he jumped ship. They sailed home without him. He made friends with the king, and he eventually married the king's granddaughter, which helped him.
And the king decided young Mr. Parker was the man to control the cattle population.
He had brought a musket and some stuff, and he started hunting the wild cattle and supplying ships with salt beef. That was his main job for the king, and the king liked it because he was getting some revenue, and that's how Parker got involved in the cattle business.
And because Parker married the king's granddaughter, he received a plot of land, which helped him to establish a ranch which became one of the largest in the nation. At over 200,000 acres, the Parker Ranch was where Robbie Hine managed the herd, and he shares that story next time. And you can hear the full story on our American Countryside podcast. Just look for it when you follow American Countryside on Facebook. Traveling the Countryside in Waimea, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCrae.